There's a splatter zone. Did you just get covered in paper?
What?
Evil Dead the musical
was absolutely
starting
wonderful.
Off Geeks and Square Table episode 58.
Oh, we're recording?
Oh my
yes,
God.
We're recording. Awesome. Let's go for it.
Didn't you see him give
America.
The hand signal?
I saw a fist in the air.
You remember when he used to count down and point at us?
Introductions, fools.
Yeah. I thought it was White Power Larry.
I am white.
This is where we go today. This is what happens when the brown guy comes back and there's not just white people at the table.
This is just Gomer being a goddamn idiot.
That's like that gets every week. That's every week. I don't need to be here to know that.
I saw the Candyman movie the other day.
I'm
Gomer. I'm Gomer.
Taylor.
David.
Heather.
Gary the Third.
Gary Jr.
Jules. That was hard to top. I had a third in the junior. What the hell am I supposed to do?
Can you give me Jules?
No, I could have been
like the 30th or something. Yeah,
the only Jules in my family.
Oh, Miguel.
Yeah, my middle name is like, if it was my first name, I would be like 20 something.
Well, then it makes you Jules the proper.
Yeah.
There you go.
Proper.
Jules
the proper. Problem solved.
Yeah,
there's nothing
Prime,
proper.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm Jules Prime.
Jules Prime.
Okay, yeah, sure. You could have done like Jules True. That's like your nickname.
Yeah. It's my real name without two letters.
Yeah,
now.
But don't you let Optimus die this time.
Oh, you know what? That's not my fault, okay? All he wants to do is throw things in his chest and yell at Megatron, yes, you're going to die at some point in time because he's doing nothing else for the franchise.
Are we starting to talk about Transformers?
I mean, we just saw
the last movie.
Why?
It's so bad.
You only thing
you
want to
see Dinobots. This would have been a good point of conversation. We were talking about how bad it was like 4 months
ago. Yeah,
4 months
ago.
The
Dinobots don't even talk. You know, I could take bad dialogue from Dinobots.
He doesn't even say me Grimlock.
Not only that, but they put nothing to the
story. So bad, I'm avoiding all Michael Bay stuff.
Yeah, he did say he was not going to go see the Ninja Turtles movie. Yeah.
Which, by the way, that is also just terrible.
I've heard a range from the worst ever to watchable.
Yeah,
it's watchable.
I've heard anyone say it's good, but it's not good.
It's watchable.
I will tell you the best part of it was the elevator scene.
Oh yeah, that's the best part.
That was the best part.
Well, and I saw that in the commercial. Yeah,
seen the best scene in the movie.
Pretty good.
It's just, you know, any catastrophe, you watch it over and over again, and it's the worst thing you've ever seen, but you can't help but watch it.
Yes.
That's what Ninja Turtles, the Michael Bay movie.
Oh, that's what this last Transformers was,
yeah,
too.
It's kind of like that. It's just, it's awful.
Optimus
From start
Prime,
to finish, it's just terrible.
Optimus Prime was a
You feel so
dictator.
Bad for everybody.
Yeah. Optimus Prime was a vengeful dictator.
He's just awful. Person.
Remember when I griped about how the cartoon Optimus Prime was always this reactionary leader who never took it? I like Optimus Prime like that. Optimus Prime as, like, the guy nipping it in the bud before it becomes a problem, he's a douchebag.
That's a somewhat legitimate argument.
He's terrible.
This is once again an indication of how inconsistent you are. You're complaining,
I am.
Oh, Optimus is too reactionary. They change it. What?
I was. And maybe it was too much. Yeah. But, oh, yeah, it was hardcore.
You know,
at one point he says, give me your face.
Yeah.
And rips dude's face off. I'm like, no, not my off. Yes.
Yeah, he does.
Give me your face,
last week
Optimus Prime.
Comparing Rick the exact
and he
same
rips
way.
Dude's face off.
Yeah, Rick goes from a reactionary character.
While we're on the subject of current movies, just FYI, Cheryl's real bad. Shock treatment.
Oh, come on. I like
Showgirls. I'm not going to defend Showgirls.
All you got to do is beat it. It's a good movie.
First off,
I'm a woman. I'm defending Showgirls. It was good.
Shock treatment is awesome. The sort of sequel to Rocky Horror Picture Show. I love Shock treatment.
What? There's a sequel to
the
Rocky Horror?
It's a sequel.
It is a direct sequel.
It's a direct
except
sequel.
For
talent.
Because they...
Because
of
no money for that
strike.
Movie.
Rocky Horror Picture Show was not about its budget.
No. There was an acting strike in America.
Yes,
they changed the plot. Instead of it being Brad and Janet, now it's their life after marriage. It's their life is told as bad TV shows by a bunch of people trying to fake Texas accents.
Yeah.
You've ever heard
Janet.
a thick British accent trying to do a Texas
accent?
It is horrible.
It is.
The music is good.
The music's great.
It's written by the same guy who wrote
but
to watch it the first time, you have to go and happened. What is this movie? I had to research it for weeks to figure out what the hell he was talking about.
Bloody hell, y'all.
It was bloody hell. This is hard now.
It's good for what it is.
Yeah.
It's good for what it is. It's not Transformers 4, right? It's trying to be this incredible epic.
Okay, so you're saying it's good for what it is? What is it? Really?
But it is your classic bad movie.
Thank you. But it's so bad,
it's good, and it has catchy songs.
Yes. It's a B-minus in the B scale.
It does a complete circle in itself.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a great B movie.
It's got... There's something subjective about when a movie is so bad that it's awesome to watch. Like, okay, The Room... If you're taking it seriously, it's the worst piece of shit. But, it's hilarious to watch how bad it is.
Well, I mean, as long as you don't care about what's going on and you're just...
Does it help to be inebriated?
Everything's better when you're drunk. The entire Transformers movie franchise is great inebriated.
All of us, I feel like, universally like Michael Bay for ruining our childhood.
I feel like
one of our favorite things to rip on as a group is Batman and Robin.
Oh yeah, because I love to rip on Grant Morrison.
Batman and Robin. No, I mean the movie.
The six.
Oh, the movie.
We were just talking about movies.
We were. Yeah. Can we just talk about how Batman is probably the most easily ruined character?
Yes.
Depending on the person.
Well, okay, I'm talking about George Clooney, Schwarzenegger.
Oh, terrible film.
But I love to watch it because it's so bad.
Speaking of awkward segues,
oh, joy.
I'm actually enjoying Gotham.
I will throw the hand up for the foul because I was the first person to rip it on this podcast before it was released.
Has everyone heard the new rumor about Joker coming from Gotham?
That it's
that Penguin is actually Joker.
That's stupid. Yeah.
It doesn't look anything like the Penguin. I understand where they've the theory is coming from.
They've given him his
name.
He's Oswald Cobblepot. Exactly. That's the Penguin.
Exactly.
They're even calling him the Penguin.
Every episode. And Arnold. Exactly. You look like a penguin.
I know. He has the broken leg.
Okay, by the way.
But I think that helps show...
He never looked like the Penguin.
Yeah.
And why would you even call him Penguin? Because he didn't look anything like a penguin.
He walked like a penguin.
But not the very first episode, though.
True.
Well, he also, had that whole emergence from the water.
Yeah.
But like the very first episode, they didn't explain why they started.
Unless you're going to do it with Danny DeVito and the ridiculous get-up he had on, you're not going to be able
to...
You can't make a human being look like a penguin in live action.
No, but they didn't explain...
But Danny DeVito is like the epitome of penguin. That's what everybody holds up to a penguin.
Yeah.
You know, you can go back to the older character in the 60s version of the show, but when you really... Burgess Meredith was awesome, but...
Go get him, Rock!
When you look at the definition... When you see Danny DeVito, he played that character so perfectly.
Yeah.
His whole body shape was right, his whole attitude, his whole look. He was
They're going for something less stylized.
It's too bad,
Michael's
actually my second favorite.
These are characters before we know them as who they become.
That too.
Okay,
yeah.
I think the rumor is more important... it's not as important as the rumor. It's important because the fanboys are obviously loving Gotham enough to start these wild rumors about it. I think it's a good sign for the show.
He is the fanboy favorite character.
Currently, yes.
Yeah,
he's the most interesting. Exactly. I mean, he's got like the he's like the most compelling.
He's got depth to him. No one else really.
Well, that's in terms of like being an idiot.
There's also like a spectacle aspect. Like,
by the way, I worked for a guy.
You know, this isn't my first rodeo.
Yeah. Well, he just stabbed the ice cream man or the hot dog vendor or whatever because he thought he recognized him, and then, love
it. Yeah.
What size shoes do you wear?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was funny. That was really funny. No, but I enjoy it. I feel like some of the quote-unquote cameos or appearances are a little forced.
By the villains?
Yeah.
Poison Ivy was a little much. They did a Penny Arcade comic about this, about like a Harvey Bullock's like, "All right, Edward Nygma, give me your assessment. And none of your riddles this time. Riddle, riddle, riddle. It's always a riddle with you, Edward Nygma." And then, like, there's a panel of him just winking at the audience. And then, like, and then, like, he's like, "Hey, that's the Riddler." And he's like, "Make sure you know."
That was the only problem for me with the entire series. It's just been the pilot.
Yeah.
It was a little much. But everything since then has
gotten better.
Taken... Well, yeah. leaps and bounds from how ridiculous.
Hopefully they'll be able to use back as they get they get these characters introduced, and I guess they want to beat you over the head. Hey, that's the Riddler.
Yeah,
but then like
they want to beat you. Say, hey, we're in the Batman universe.
Presumably moving forward, they won't have to because like, okay, we know that's the Riddler. You don't have to be a jerk.
And we'll give a damn. And we'll give a damn more about it or less about it being in the Batman universe, and more about it being its own thing.
I think it's more about beating you over the head with Bruce than anything.
Last night's episode and, you know, was
they're putting
that
way too much.
Kyle just seemed that seemed like she was kind of forced in to get him to the crime
scene. Actually,
I like her. I just thought the way they brought Forster in
who runs around with supernatural powers of some sort.
She can see in the dark.
Who in the real world
runs around with goggles sliding on top of cars?
Everyone who thinks steampunk is still a thing.
And how many people are there?
That's a whole convention. They have their own thing.
Steampunk is awesome.
But like I said, if you're into Digimon, I got a pair of goggles at home just because of that.
What the hell is Digimon?
It's the ripoff.
It's that Pokemon where the Pokemon didn't say just their own name because it's really stupid if you think about it.
Okay, they improved on some things from Pokemon. Yeah, they improved. Digimon, it's undeniably a ripoff.
Digimon is still going on in Japan.
It's still bigger than Pokemon.
Digimon was invented to be a cartoon. Pokemon was invented to sell video games.
Yeah, Digimon was just an anime.
That's why they put a little more thought into the anime.
Pokemon's
stuff.
A video game, first and foremost. To me. I haven't watched the Pokemon cartoon in, I guess, like 10 years.
Ash is apparently the same age.
I don't play the card game very much. I still play the games. I get the game.
He's a little bit older. He got teeth now. He looks older now. What else is happening in the world of geek?
Okay, so I just wanted to say one thing. One thing that really kind of irks me, because we were talking about the Penguin.
Gotham.
And I mentioned Gotham. Well, Penguin on Gotham is what I'm headed for.
Yeah,
I was talking to him last night about. I'm kind of creeped out by the fact that he's stylized like a really bad Johnny Depp from Dark Shadows.
I can see the
comparison. I
don't like Johnny Depp. Period. But
I don't like Dark
Shadows. What?
I don't like Dark
Shadows.
He
looks
Johnny
so much like the character from the movie.
I watched Dark Shadows.
I had an issue with that.
So I
think that's just
to watch
a consequence
movie.
Of their... They're both
because
trying.
Because
both that
it was
character
making fun of
and,
stuff,
and
I love Dark Shadows. So.
But both Johnny Depp's character from that movie and this Penguin character, they're trying to make it look like he's got like this old-fashioned manner of dress, manner of haircut.
I know, but when you have two characters hilariously that look so much alike, it's not...
That's the problem.
I'm going
to chalk that up to a coincidence, though.
You know, I mean, it reminds me of a Sweeney Todd-esque look.
Well, you know, well, in all fairness, I think that the reason he gets...
Well, I mean, just the general
skunk strip.
That like, when they showed Cobblepot's mother and everything, I like... Okay, she could have been an extra on Sweeney Todd, or at least the most rendition.
They're supposed to... The Cobblepots on Gotham, at least, are just
like next
absurdly
to the
old-fashioned looking.
Yeah. But I think that's the whole point of giving him the name, the Penguin. Not that he looks like one, so that he's in a tux every time you see him.
That makes sense.
Wasn't
that like even referenced in like the pilot episode? Don't you know when you look dressed like that, you look like a penguin?
I think that's how
he gets
the
second episode. Don't you know you look like a penguin walking, and then he just murdered.
That was awesome. And then the one when he's calling the kid's mom. And he's thinking it's a prank, and it's like, you really do a lot of bad stuff, because she doesn't even believe me.
Yeah. But
$10,000
awesome
isn't a lot
What
money.
Other shows are on? Anybody watch it?
American Horror Story? Yeah. I'm watching it. No. It's terrifying.
This season looks extra terrifying.
It's
so
creepy.
But I watched them after they were on Netflix.
Okay.
I watched two episodes on Netflix.
Flash.
I watched...
Flash is loving it.
Flash is
awesome. It just got renewed, or rather picked up for the whole season.
Yeah, Gotham too. Which, you know, like last week they announced Gotham was, and then this week for Flash. This just means more and more superhero TV.
This week, I think on Friday, we have Constantine coming.
Yep. Comes on after Graham.
Awesome. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., biggest news of the season is they're going to have the Ultron trailer.
Next week, that's going to be cool. Last week's episode, while we're on the subject, they did have Mockingbird.
Yeah. And I was stoked.
It was cool.
It was cool, really, man. Well, I love Mockingbird.
She kicked a lot of ass. She had the baton.
She did. It was awesome.
I wouldn't have known that character. Like, okay, spoiler alert. She was pretending to be someone within Hydra. And
yeah.
If I didn't already know that they were introducing Mockingbird, I wouldn't have seen the switch coming.
Oh.
Since I knew that they were going to bring Mockingbird in, I'm like, oh, well, this must be Mockingbird.
Huh. Well, maybe that's why they did that, to sort of give a tell to the audience.
Interesting. I was a big West Coast.
But by the end of the episode, she was kicking all the ass.
Yeah.
And now she's on the team.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I got excited because, like I said, I'm a big West Coast Avengers. Mockingbird is one of my favorites.
Oh, and apparently that Hunter guy is going to be this version of... He's standing in for Hawkeye, in a sense, even though Hawkeye's part of that universe.
Yeah.
Because he's Mockingbird's ex-husband.
Yes.
Weird.
Well, weird on the street is going to be Trickshot.
Oh, I'm
cool
with that.
It's going to be... What's his name?
I don't know. But I know
isn't
that
Barney Barton?
Yeah, oh, Barney Barton. Barney. Yeah, it's supposed to be Barney Barton.
Well, then he's been using a fake name this whole time.
Well, yeah. Well, he...
Okay, maybe, sure.
Yeah, Barney Barton leaves the circus and becomes a criminal after his brother becomes
Hold on, how would he be British, though, when Clint clearly isn't?
Maybe it's all part of the illusion.
It's disgusting.
Done. Way to reach, Jules.
Hey, man, it could totally be Barney.
He could be Taskmaster or something. He could be a whole number.
He could be Punisher's driver. The pesky truck and Cap 2. Give me a break.
Hey, man. Could also just be the original Trickshot.
Yeah.
Who was English.
Go ahead and watch it.
Yeah. So was the Swordsman. It could be either the Swordsman or the original Trickshot.
We haven't even revealed, I think, what was probably the biggest bit of information as far as the series itself goes. We've mostly been talking about comic cameos.
Yeah.
Which are awesome.
Yeah, that's good.
But I'm also enjoying Agents.
It's odd how we can talk smack on the cameos, the comic cameos in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or on Gotham, but love the ones on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's weird.
The better
all you
handled.
Did last season was bitch about the lack of cameos.
Oh no, I
yeah you
up
did
up
you
until
did.
When they started having the cameos.
And then they had so many.
That's what I wanted.
I have a question about Flash.
Okay,
is Vandal Savage a Flash villain?
No,
not first and foremost.
No,
okay.
He's a Justice League villain.
Okay,
yeah. More so a Superman villain than anything.
I think so.
Is there a Flash villain that is immortal?
Not really.
They kind of hinted that Zoom was immortal for a while. That
Reverse Flash could technically be
immortal because of the Speed Force. Yeah, they can heal each other.
That's convoluted.
It is very
convoluted.
But
they did hint at the fact that Dr. Zoom.
In the second episode of Flash, who was that supposed to be?
Is that what we're talking about right now? I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who? The professor. Because he kind of hints that he's older than he is.
Yeah.
I was just thinking. Maybe
we're talking about the scientist at Star Labs,
in the wheelchair.
Yeah, well, he stood up at the end of whatever.
Yeah, he's done it more than once.
The rumors are that he's Barry from the future, who comes to the past to make sure everything goes the right direction.
That's the rumor right now.
There's rumors that it has something to do with Infinite Crisis.
Oh.
All of it.
Well, at the same time,
do not bring a crisis to make sure things happen a certain way.
They're saying that. The whole point of that is they know they're not going to get that far to do anything with it, but just to throw it in there.
Well, in this last episode, he said something that made it sound like he's been around for a very long time.
Well, I was going to say that's the plot of the original Professor Zoom, is he comes from the future to make sure certain events happen.
Yes.
So that way he can end up at top of
that's
the
That's my
end.
Guess. That,
yeah,
that's
it's probably
who he is.
Is probably Reverse Flash, Professor Zoom.
Yeah.
Comes from the future to make sure certain events happen.
They've already filmed that Reverse Flash.
Yeah,
we've
already set
photos. What about Eddie? You got Eddie that's the partner? That's Zoom.
We're getting a little too much
rumor and
speculation.
Yeah.
Who fucking knows? Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody knows. They haven't really done enough with it.
A great show. And if we're talking just those
three... Oh, is that my first F-bomb of this podcast?
I think so.
Okay.
Good job.
Take your shots, folks.
No, it's your second. It's your second.
Oh, is it?
We're getting trashed tonight.
I missed
that word. But, and Gotham...
The third word out of your mouth was GD, so...
Yeah exactly.
That's drink two.
Hey, guys, let's just be thankful. I've been gone a while because between the two of us, it's usually just awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But between Gotham, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and Flash, it's a good season for new superhero shows, and hopefully it continues.
Yeah, especially with next year with two more?
Supergirl.
Titans.
Supergirl.
And Titans,
Titans.
Maybe Static Shock was just announced.
Yeah.
Daredevil.
Static Shock.
That's Netflix,
Netflix.
So totally different.
Yeah, but it's not going to be just Daredevil, though.
Yeah. Well, Powers at first is going to be just Daredevil.
Oh, yeah. I don't think we talked about it on the podcast yet. Daredevil's costume.
Yeah.
Looks it's awesome.
That was cool. Awesome.
Mostly just going, I guess, for a ninja look, although he's keeping the chin exposed.
Yeah. But it's supposed to be, like, first costume.
Proto.
Yeah. I'm sure by the end of this, the first season, he'll have the red.
Yeah, we'll get into it we'll at some point. It. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's just start with the yellow. Costume, sure.
Let's not start with yellow.
Yeah.
The original Daredevil costume?
We can see him coming a mile away.
Well, he couldn't see anything.
He couldn't see anything. He was yellow.
The bad guys could see him coming.
Why didn't anyone tell me to see yellow?
But damn it, guys.
I thought it was black.
If one guy can see him from a mile away, he still get you?
Yeah. They explain that
in the comics. I may have super senses, but I still am colorblind.
Yeah. He can feel color.
Yeah, he can feel color. No, he can't. Come on, guys. I'll let a lot of things go for Daredevil, but him feeling color was a little much.
If he can feel color, then he's a mutant. He's not just a guy.
Well, no, it's the radioactive.
It's the goo.
Gook.
The goo.
The gook.
Goo.
Daredevil comes from a simpler, more innocent age when radiation just lets you do whatever.
Anything.
It needs.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, anything.
Unless you need Spider-Man, Daredevil, man.
Unless you're
not
Adam,
the genius
Adam West,
everyone
makes
the
I was thinking
he
that
he
was, but he certainly relied on
it.
That was a product of the age. This was back during the nuclear age. People were paranoid about nuclear radiation. So maybe it does do all these crazy things.
But I mean, you
like, people know
like
that it doesn't do these crazy
four
things.
Four major Marvel characters Stanley created that all have something
it
to do with radiation.
It taps into this like periphery of your consciousness where maybe these crazy new technologies. Maybe they do these crazy things. We don't know.
Well,
and of course,
that was the ongoing thing.
Your
that
conscious mind knows
by radiation too.
Well, that was the beginning. Was but the look, beginning. When Venom was introduced, at the height of the space age, because he was an alien from
but
space.
But if you're somewhere and a doctor talks about radiation being near you, is that not the first thing that jumps in your head? Is
I'm gonna be
superpowers?
I'm gonna be Spider-Man.
I had to pick one.
Pointing in the right direction. I must.
But can you not think of how he grew up though? I mean, he grew up during the age of radioactive testing, and
he's a child
of his upbringing.
He was
children of that.
He was a soldier in the war. Like I totally understand where he's coming from on most of it.
We write what we know.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what's going on.
Yeah.
So I think we can all just agree that Jules is wrong.
Jules is wrong, and Stanley is awesome.
Yeah,
and you know what? And Bob Kane's still an idiot.
Okay,
because all his villains are the
Bob Kane stole most of the things we think of iconically about Batman were Bill Finger.
Yes,
Finger. They're still working on him to get. What he is due from that Batman show. He deserves a name on every damn book movie and everything.
They just secured Jack Kirby's name on everything, too, and a portion of the money that Jack
Mouse
Kirby...
money will fix that Jack Kirby lawsuit in a minute, won't it?
Bob Kane's original design for Batman, I don't think it would have lasted. They ever hear descriptions of it? It was like garish red.
Yeah.
There were bat wings running from his ankles
to
his wrist.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's...
It's just
they wore like just a domino mask.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Well,
horrifying.
Didn't they actually use one of his original sketches in one of the movies?
Finger?
Bob Kane.
It appears as a comic book in something.
I think in one of the Keaton Batman, somebody's describing Batman, and the sketch artist.
It's the
Bob Kane.
Oh, okay.
Original.
I'm not sure. That would probably.
That sounds about right.
Figure that would be
it's just terrible.
Just a maybe.
Thank God joke. For Bill Finger.
Yes.
See, also that Bob Kane and Bill Finger are still really lazy because Scarecrow, Joker, Riddler. Oh yeah, I'm gonna kill a bunch of people and I'm gonna leave you a bunch of ideas on how to figure out how I'm doing it all.
With
a different thing though.
Like Aquaman with wings. I've got the sketch pulled up. He looks like Aquaman with wings.
Joker was about leaving hints. Like, his first appearance, he was announcing what he was going to do before it, and he still did it. Joker was great.
Joker was great.
Looks more like Flash Gordon with wings.
What else we got? We want to talk about anything else? More TV? Walking Dead?
We can talk about Walking Dead.
I haven't seen it, so I'd have to...
You're still accurate on what you said.
You've seen it.
I haven't.
You've read the comic.
I'm so sick and tired of that argument. The show is based on a comic. Why are we so hung up on it being like the comic?
That watch this show.
I don't understand that beef about.
Most of those are not comic book readers. Most of the show's watchers are not comic
I don't give
readers.
A damn if they read the
but
comics or
saying.
Not. It's based on the comic.
That'd be like looking at Lord of the Rings and being all like, they didn't change enough.
Yeah.
Of course they didn't.
It's a good. It's in the comics. No, it's the best-selling
comic. That would be like saying they started to retell Lord of the Rings set in space, and then halfway through it, they decided to go, let's make it more like the original.
That's a terrible analogy. The setting is the same. It's not Walking Dead.
It's not the Walking Dead
in a different time period. It's not the Walking Dead on a different planet.
And I don't agree with that.
Dead.
I don't agree
walking
with that at
dead
all.
In space
because if you look, at the first episode of The Walking Dead, it's issue one of The Walking Dead.
Whatever the changes they were and weren't going to make, the setting was always the same.
Yeah. How many hands does TV Walking Dead Rick still have? Both. How many hands does comic book Walking Dead Steve have? One.
And he has.
There are changes happening.
All right.
There are changes happening.
And here's the thing, that when they try to steal these things from the comic, it just feels so forced.
It only feels forced to you because that's where you read it first.
It's just like
and
the Marvel the movie universe.
And you're unwilling to make the distinction.
You know,
there is a distinction between even the stuff that is very similar. There are unique distinctions that, in my opinion, the comic book reader should love as part of it because they have one up over everybody who hasn't read the comic.
They do.
You should feel good about reading the comic.
It's a wink and a nod.
It is. Hey, it's the wink and the nod.
You know what's next.
I mean, what would you want?
Said,
you want something completely different.
You even said about
different.
The first episode when they were going to hit Glenn with the bat because they kept rearing back, and you were like, if you read the comic books, you know what that is about. It's that wink and nod.
What's bad is when people know that don't read the comic books know that you know what's going to happen.
Text you,
and they text or call
this?
You.
That's the thing,
what's
though,
going
you
on?
Really
what's about to happen?
Well, exactly
here's
what's going to happen.
Thing. My girlfriend has never read the comic books.
Okay, all right.
She can tell me what's going to happen.
Just from guessing what's going to happen on a TV
from that.
Show.
She can
that's
tell
a
me,
different argument.
All right, but she can also go, that feels forced. That's from the comic, isn't it? And I go, yes.
Well, that's a different argument. But you can't argue from that perspective because you have read the comics. Sure, your old lady can say that feels forced. Anybody can say that about any show at any time, no matter what backstory they have, if they've read any of the source material or not. I could have never read a Batman comic in the world, ever. And I could say, no, they're forcing Riddler down our fucking throats on Gotham.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It's not taking anything away from Gotham, them doing that. I have no idea what you're talking about when you say it's too much like the comic and not close enough to the comic. You cannot have it both ways. You either want the show to be good because it's based on the comic, or you want it to be good because it's its own separate thing. It cannot be both.
It was its own separate
No, it wasn't! Look, if you watch episode one of The Walking Dead, it's issue one of The Walking Dead.
Yeah, but it does take a lot of different twists.
Of course it does!
Let me clarify. They're also bringing in several iconic things from the comics. Like, you have him riding through abandoned Atlanta on a horse.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, it does take its own, the same way the Marvel Cinematic Universe takes its own little twist.
Agreed.
On certain people and characters. Different ages for certain characters in The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
The way they act is very different.
Larry's gripe for The Walking Dead
gripe is that Robert Kirkman said it would be nothing like the
when
comic
has Robert
book.
Kirkman ever
and
told the truth?
It is
he
that,
said Invincible 100 was going to be awesome. It was shit.
It was really terrible.
It was bad.
It was really bad.
That Robert is Kirkman is
and
nothing more than cashing checks.
Freaking boring.
But it's only two episodes.
The first episode was an hour of satisfaction. It was very satisfying. In the context of the TV show only, it was the most satisfying hour of TV.
Nothing happened in there any different than I thought it was. I never thought any of the main characters were going to die.
No, I didn't either. It was still satisfying.
I never thought the main guy from Terminus was going
to
die.
Why does it have to be a
shock and surprise? I knew Groot wasn't going to die when I was watching Guardians of the Galaxy.
Exactly.
That didn't stop me from thinking, oh, this is a good moment for people who have no idea Groot is about to make it.
I'm not sure why there has to be.
I knew Dobby was going to die, but that didn't stop me from going to see
weeping like
movie.
A little girl when it happened.
I cried.
I did too.
I was teary eyed.
I didn't cry as much.
What I'm saying
is because the cinematic Dobby is nowhere near as awesome as the
what
book
I'm saying
but
is.
But still, you know,
I read the books.
Yeah,
before the movies.
Yeah,
they didn't read the books. They would ask
me spoilers. Oh, dude, Dobby's death in the book is way heavier because Dobby's in every book after two. Yeah. He's only in the two movies.
There's a lot more going on with the House Elves altogether.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so, dude, yeah. All everything but anyway, for the campaign.
If you look at the Marvel films, there is a lot I could bitch about. Because they're not doing exactly
off,
what...
There is a lot you do bitch about.
Well, I do, but I don't bitch about it because it's not the same as the comics. I don't bitch about it because it's not the same as the comics.
Well, this is just something that...
Black Widow's hairs piss me off.
Stop with the... It's Shut fine, up, okay?
Okay,
she can change her hair.
She's
Let's
a woman.
Have gone by.
I'm going to make this Let's argument
have gone
better
by.
Than
women do it. Do it, Taylor. Everybody changes
We're
their hair.
We're a particular group of people where we have a lot of our adaptations turned into TV shows, turned into movies.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have to accept that in a different medium, they're going
to
change.
To change.
They're going to have to take
But as long as
licenses.
They keep the core of what we love about these things, it's fine.
Totally agree.
If you don't change something, then like you said, you would be bored the entire time
because
you'd know
because
every
you know
single thing that will happen.
Nobody wants the remake of Psycho, guys. Nobody wants
Vince Vaughn's
Psycho
like
we got.
It is
That's
a shot-for-shot the same line in movies.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Yes.
Yeah, the
because
translation,
you've seen
the translation
one
from comic
thing here and there,
movie
to
or show, they have to take liberty. It's,
I don't want it to be the same. I do want it to be different. I wish they would.
You
take
want
to
be surprised?
Comic.
You want something that
I
you
would
can look
like
forward
a show,
to show.
I didn't know what was going to happen all the time.
Yeah.
I would like it if they weren't taking six issues that should have been three issues and expanding it to 13 effing episodes.
I've read the comics and I just don't see that. The comics are and the show are kind of their own separate thing, kind of, and they just are on a path that happen to crisscross every once in a while. And I think the way they're doing it is okay. You know what? It beats Sunday Night Football.
Yeah.
Two weeks in a row. I'm not the only one that feels this way. I can't be.
But like I said, it comes down to the majority of people are not comic book readers.
I understand that as a whole.
It doesn't matter.
But here's the thing:
hold on.
I'm judging this based on Walking Dead being Image Comics' top selling comic month in and month out. It's got more readers than the majority of DC and Marvel books. That title. So I am not the only, and you are not the only reader of the comics who is also watching the show. And yet it is still getting numbers that are beating the most popular show on TV week in and week out, which is football. I'm just saying.
He's hulking out.
I am hulking out.
Yeah. There's a reason I've dubbed Gomer the Bruce Banner, the Geeks and Squares.
And I'm not really hulking out because I don't really give a shit.
I would rather say you're spazzing out because hulking out is something that's cool.
No. Whatever.
Whatever.
Yes.
His
neck is
veiny, and it's just like...
But, yeah.
Okay.
What you're saying is you don't want a comic book on TV. You don't want it to say, oh, I've read that already. You don't want to see that again.
People
would
be surprised.
I was about to say, if they were going to do it, I would watch a shot-for-shot anime. But I don't want that. That's not what I tuned into. That. You couldn't
That's
do
not what
that.
They told him
That's
was going to
That's not what
get.
This is...
So,
who told
you?
Okay, hold on.
Five years ago, Bob Kirkman made you a promise.
Disappointed.
I think
5 years later,
the fact
you're
pissed. By the fact that where
they can do
season where I couldn't predict season one, I couldn't predict season two.
Now you're pissed that you are able to predict things.
Now, I know. It's slowly gotten to where it's becoming more and more predictable.
But it's going. It's going to be.
And I'm not saying
because they have great,
not better than most of the.
In the comic book.
Flaming pile of dog shit that is television.
Yes, yes.
Okay, but that's also saying, you know, that's not a very high bar, okay?
No, I understand that.
You know,
I just, I'm confused by...
Wait, hold on. Hold.
I get what he's saying.
I understand what he's saying, too. I'm confused.
This is an argument that is never going to be solved because I know the two of you.
I know.
So very well.
Jules has a point.
He does.
This is going to be.
He's got the best point.
Let's talk about Cora.
This is a table. This is supposed to be a Geeks and Square table. This is a very round conversation.
No,
we are
going
away from it.
Okay.
Jules and
one thing. Let me say this one thing about it.
Finally, final say on Walking Dead.
There's a cold day in hell if this ever ends right here.
Jules is voice making of reason the best sense.
All I wanted to say is all the clawings on the windows, the clawings on the doors, the right carving into the wall. You know, that all
happened in the comic.
No.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
But that's your beef.
No, that is not my beef.
Hey, man, can we all just be vegetarians?
The writing is getting lazy.
Stop chewing on this beef.
Just in general.
What you're saying is the writing's getting lazy.
They're very forced. They're very dragging the viewer through. Hey, this guy's a bad guy. He did this shit. You know, and it's very predictable. Even for people that haven't read the comic books are starting to find it predictable. That's what I'm saying. The writing is getting lazier.
Because
it is based on a Robert Kirkman book, guys.
Exactly.
You want to talk about lazy writing?
Exactly.
You spend 50
issues
with that guy.
We talked about this some last year.
Yeah. We talk about it every year with Robert Kirkman.
We have to be worried, even about these great shows. At what point do they outlive themselves? At what point are they being artificially continued for the sake of
the audience?
Keeping the audience.
At the point that they jump the shark.
Yeah.
One reason that Breaking Bad might be one of the best TV shows ever made is it promised on exactly what it said it was going to be.
They didn't put in an extra season because they wanted to keep the money.
Right. Here's what I'm going to say, guys. It's
Avatar was like that.
It's not comic books. Comic books, you can jump the shark and it'd be the coolest freaking thing you've ever seen. Because you know what? We want the story to keep going because it can jump the shark.
Spider-Man will always be continued.
Yeah.
That's
even
just
when
the way
he dies, even when there's a million other ones in the universe with him. Yes.
Even when the story doesn't end.
Yes.
TV shows have to end.
Spoiler alert. There are certain
spoilers
things.
Spoilers on everything.
Because actors age.
But David was excited
there's
about
no immortality around television.
I was just being silly.
Well, we could, I guess we don't need to talk about it every single week.
No.
Toph, for fans of The Last Airbender, Toph is back and she's kicking some ass.
Yeah, she is essentially the Yoda now.
Yeah, I can leave it at that.
We got to watch Korra. Former TV news, the guy who played Xander got arrested the other day.
For being inebriated.
and throwing something at somebody.
If I'm talent at a convention, I'm going to be trash too.
Yeah.
I'm going to enjoy that.
You're an actor, and now your job is going around conventions. You're not really acting. You're just signing something for money.
I would
be drunk doing that.
It's a celebrity petting zoo.
That's all it is.
Hey, guys, you never know.
Hey, but we all
they could get called on to fulfill the actual role that they were playing on television.
Xander?
No, Galaxy Quest. Man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And no one else seen Galaxy Quest?
I love Galaxy Quest.
Great film.
I watched it just
the other day. I just watched it the other day, too.
Speaking of celebrity petting zoos, isn't there one coming up soon by the name of Geek Media Expo?
Yeah, the GMX Volume 6 is this weekend in Franklin somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Franklin Marriott. They do a lot of cons there.
OutrightGeekery.com will be there. We've been invited to cover members of the press, so we're going to have a few people down there. Look for that stuff to come. This weekend.
Yeah.
I don't expect any news to come out, but it should be fun.
If you find me, you don't say the phrase that pays, and you still don't get a cookie.
Yeah, no cookie, no non-prizes.
No.
Aww.
I wanted a cookie.
Any other?
I'll give you a hug, though.
While we're on the
unless you have any
problem. I don't have any.
Other than Comic City 2 in Madison, Tennessee,
Somebody
is a wonderful comic book store. It is better than any other comic book store in this particular region. I've tried them all. They're not so good.
I've been to...
We love you, Mark.
I've been to comic book stores from here all the way down to Mississippi. And this is the best one that I've been to.
No offense to any other comic
book. Chicago's got a pretty
slightly affiliated comic book store.
Isn't that an inherently offensive thing to say, though?
I mean,
fuck them.
Exactly. Fuck them.
No,
you know what? All I really want to say, guys, is...
get us.
Good comic book shops are few and far between.
They are.
We have one of the best here in
Madison. And we've got our own phrase... No offense to anybody.
If that is not followed by something offensive, with all due respect,
something disrespectful is going to follow.
Exactly.
Every time.
Exactly.
With all due respect, you're a jerk off.
I don't mean to sound racist.
Okay.
Don't get me started on the best racist joke I've ever
heard. Not on this podcast.
Dude,
not on this podcast.
Shut the fuck up. fuck Christian off, almost Gomer. Peed himself. He laughed so hard.
Hey, he's got the best joke ever.
Most non-offensive joke. A person walked into a place.
Jokes have to be funny, though.
Yeah.
That's pretty damn funny.
There's such a thing as a non-joke. Like, most famous one, funny. Why did the chicken cross the road?
That's pretty damn funny.
That's a safe joke if you want to leave a very dangerous situation.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Shut up,
Gomer. So, yeah.
I know, right?
So, I'm going to talk about something.
Do it,
you guys
Jules.
Probably
thank
already talked
goodness.
About it. That is probably offensive, but only to a certain sect of people. And that DC recently announced all the, not untitled, but titled all the movies they announced dates for.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
It's a good idea.
It's a great idea if you have a good franchise going right now.
They're
like
trying
Marvel
to build their good franchise.
So my question to you is, what if Batman v Superman blows the box office? Yeah. Just is terrible.
I imagine.
And there's no salvageable
they're only holding thing. Even if it's
okay.
a horrible movie, it will still make good money.
That's not possible. Did you not see Man of Steel in the movie?
Man of Steel made a profit.
I actually like Man of Steel.
It's a small profit may legitimately not be good enough. They're
That's
expecting
what I'm saying.
This movie to do huge.
They're expecting this movie
to be the jumping off point for a big ass cinematic crossover universe. This is supposed to be huge so that Justice League will be huge, so that Wonder Woman will be huge.
People,
it's important that this makes a
big
gonna
be huge.
Yeah,
this
is gonna be huge.
It's
gonna
be huge. It's gonna be huge.
One of the biggest arguments about them doing this, about Batman v Superman, is God, I hope it's better than Man of Steel.
Yes.
A lot of people
Here's
did not like that movie.
I actually like Man of Steel, but because
I was okay.
Superman
was
Returns
Man of Steel,
was right before it,
yeah.
that
yeah.
made Superman
it
Returns go away.
It made Superman
crazy.
Returns.
Should
but here's
not
the thing.
Have killed
no.
God.
No.
I don't care how pretty and realistic
the,
they were trying to make it.
He killed him in the second movie?
Who
in Superman 2?
No, he
doesn't.
He
sends
it
to
the Phantom.
No, at the end.
He sends it to the... He falls off a fucking cliff or something.
But, but unless
you're
a comic book
killed or
you
locked
think
away
okay, first
in isolation.
Of all, Superman 2 was a piece of shit movie, so don't even bring that up.
He doesn't.
Going back to the actual point is that if you look at the profits Man of Steel made, it is very, very small to what they expected out of that movie.
Okay.
Considering it's the springboard to this new giant franchise. It's not like Iron Man, where it killed the box office, and they used it to springboard a ton of movies.
Well, they're
putting a lot of expectation on a movie.
Let me address that by saying we should look at the way Warner Brothers announced this. Because it was not a Comic-Con announcement. It was not an official press release. They were leaked from a stockholders meeting from Warner Brothers. So this is really just their plan. They didn't announce it to us. They had it leaked to us. Now, we could go and say, okay, they leaked it on purpose the way all these studios do to try to build buzz. But okay, who cares?
But it's not a promise.
Exactly.
They
still have not promised. Meanwhile, Marvel has definitely promised movies down the road. But Marvel shows no signs of slowing down or even
they're on
slowing.
Fire.
Yeah, right. Stop. Yeah.
Have you read this stuff about Robert Downey Jr. and Marvel getting into arguments now?
Well, no. The last thing I heard about RDJ is he's definitely
in
Cap 3.
He won that argument.
They posted yesterday. Marvel Studios is talking about writing him out of Cap 3 because he wants a bigger role.
That's actually what I read yesterday. That's not what
heard. It's already gone down. He is a pivotal part of Cap 3.
Yes.
Him and Chris Evans have openly...
That's what I've said. That's what I've read. But yesterday, they actually posted that they were talking about writing him out completely.
I don't buy
because
it.
He wants a bigger role.
Who posted?
Cite
your source. Yeah. If this is like... Somebody said something on a message board.
Yeah, no,
who gives a shit?
It wasn't a message.
Speaking of box office, Guardians did $1 million this weekend.
It's been 2 months.
Yeah.
Over two months.
It is 2.5
liked Guardians.
12.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Playing devil's advocate to that, though, there is shit in the theaters this month. Nothing.
Well, in the Fury was okay for a war movie.
I'm talking, but it's an Oscar, one of those Oscar movies.
Fury
though.
Looked
don't
too
see
much
those.
Like movies I've
that
seen
Brad
before.
Pitt movie will finally knock Guardians off its perch.
Yeah, it wasn't really.
Well, Guardians hasn't been number one for a while, but it's still but in theaters at all and doing well.
Yeah, exactly.
The fact that it's in the top 20.
No, are we going to
see? I have been reading Guardians comics and loved
Blu-ray DVD release probably by Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Definitely before Christmas.
Yeah.
They will definitely take advantage
of
that.
It might end up being like Frozen where it's still in theaters even when the DVD comes out.
And I could definitely see that happening. I could definitely see that happening. I think the big news about Guardians is it's hitting, what, $800 million?
It's and $773 million.
It's broken
so
all
far.
Records. It broke the Disney's month record. It broke the
Disney's
the
Marvel
record.
Is invincible.
And it's also the only movie this year to be number one, second week drop out of number one, and then go back to number one. No other movie this year
Saturday
has left
Night
number one
Live
and gone back.
Did a sketch during their season opener. Most of that show was pretty forgettable, but very I really love this sketch they did where it's like Marvel can't.
Like,
yeah. And it's
shopping
like,
carts.
It's like, wait until you see. We just looked in the dictionary and found the first five things we could point at.
Yeah.
That now you'll love Marvel's fancy ghosts.
Yeah.
Plus people. Creatures of the cosmos.
Bam.
And I liked how they use Ant-Man as one of their examples. Like, he's a guy who talks to ants. You're gonna see it.
And I will. I will.
Who's Pam? Who knows? We just know she's going to make $1 billion.
Oh, yeah. And to the Winter Soldier.
The Winter Pam.
Oh, the Winter Pam. That one was good.
Oh, and like Marvel Star Wars.
Marvel Star Wars would be amazing.
They have a point. We said this a few weeks ago. Guardians of the Galaxy is a huge deal because this is the proof of concept where they can throw their weirdest, most obscure crap that no one has ever heard of on the screen, and as long as they do it well, which they have been, it's going to work.
Yeah. Well, like,
you don't need name recognition.
Yeah.
Okay. Guardians of the Galaxy, who I, like, maybe like 1% of the people who went to, okay, maybe I won't, but a staggeringly small percentage of the people who went to see the movie care about the comic characters at all.
Yeah.
That movie outperformed Spider-Man, who everyone on Earth knows who that is.
We're talking about 75-year-old characters. The Guardians are an 8-year-old team.
Yeah.
In comics. Mm-hmm. 2008.
Well, this iteration, sure.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. Well, this is the iteration
other than
that
Yondu,
everyone will always know
no
as the Guardians.
No original
now.
Guardian.
You know, the Guardians 3000 Guardian. Will forever be known as the Guardians 3000, even though they were the original. It's amazing.
It is.
It's brilliant.
I'm sorry, but I fell asleep during that movie. I thought it was boring as hell.
Nah, it
was cool.
Yeah,
she doesn't like the Lord of the Rings or Hobbit movies either.
No, I did not say I didn't like it. I just haven't watched them because it's not my forte.
But
I don't like Guardians of Galaxy. It was boring.
I love the Lord of the Rings movie, but one of my favorite scenes is the scene in Clerks 2 where they're they're arguing about Star Wars.
Even the trees walk in that damn movie.
He just walks in a straight line. He's like, this is the first movie.
That's the only thing they do is
the second
movie.
Okay, well, if you want to do that for a movie, you can do that to Star Wars, too.
Yeah, yes, you can.
You can do that to any movie
ever
made.
And it was just one of those
actually, the best
arguments.
One to do it to is Episode 1. Some things are going to go on. We're going to go over there. Hey, can you help us? No? Okay, we're going back and we're actually going to do it. Even though we probably should have done that in the first place and then asked.
Yeah, that movie should have been over in the first 15 minutes.
Or it's we can't handle this.
We got two Jedi. We should be able to kick everybody's ass. Yeah.
Well, that was okay.
Let's go to Coruscant because it's going to be awesome.
We always
get stuck on Tatooine for like 3 hours.
I don't want to get trapped in Episode 1 bitching again, but
it's so fun.
One of my things I hate the most, where it's like they get to Coruscant, it's like, well, I guess we'll just have to handle it ourselves.
You could have done it
in the first place.
This whole trip was a complete waste of time. You
had
to get
to
the Gungans, but you could have done that.
Yeah, Jar Jar and 45 minutes of a pod race.
They had to kidnap the little kid who accidentally blew up the fucking squad fleet.
I still think R2 did all that.
Yeah.
R2 is the hero of Star Wars.
R2-D2 is the main
guy. Why do they have a reactor in the docking bay? That's the stupidest ship design.
Well, it has just got Jordy
LaForge. They had to
plug it in to make sure.
They had Jordy LaForge. This would never be an issue.
Star had a huge hole, though.
Yeah, like fucking Scotty or Jordy was in charge.
Why do you guys have the reactor in the effing docking bay? Move that.
Oh, God, you're right. What were we thinking?
Yeah.
Don't you realize the ship's just fly right in?
Okay, they pulled the enemy ship into their weakest area.
Yes. Yes.
He's like, oh, no, I mean pulled into their ship. Oh, hey, their big weak spot.
Yeah. Okay.
They did a lot of research after that, so they lowered that when they had the Death Star to only an 8-inch hole.
Yeah.
Instead of a mile-wide
hole. We're talking about you can do this to any of the Star Wars. If they had just made a couple of 90-degree turns in the vent...
It would have been
the Death Star is invincible.
Exactly.
A fucking sewer cap. Put the fucking,
a cap. Yeah, I put in the cap. Same thing.
But like put like a giant version of a colander on it or something.
Put Darth Vader right there in front of the damn hole.
Say that. Darth Vader there.
He's already got the wrist break. He'll be fine in space.
What happens is Darth gets to say, who's your daddy to Luke?
Yes.
At the very beginning of the movie.
Yeah, and there would have been no movie. There would have been no franchise.
What other news do we have? We're talking about a 40-year-old movie.
Hey, it's but a we'll great renewed next movie. Year when episode 7 comes out.
Oh, yeah, the images, what's that called? Concept art was leaked of episode 7 showing several Siths.
Yeah,
I refuse to look at
one or two Jedi. It's gorgeous.
The chrome stormtroopers?
Oh, dude.
Can we transition?
That concept art is gorgeous.
Can we transition into comics and say that Scotty Young Star Wars variants are amazing.
Well, I'm stoked about.
Did you see Alex Ross's?
He did like a recreation of the Star Wars number one.
Beautiful, man.
That's amazing.
Gorgeous.
I'm stoked about that in January.
Me too.
Yes.
I'm more stoked about that than I am the Star Wars films.
Honestly, yeah. Right.
Yeah, I have to say
right
the same
now,
exact
yeah.
thing. Yeah.
And, you know, when the movie gets ready to launch, the month of the movie. Disney is going to put Star Wars on every book.
Well
there
there's
going to
be Marvel variants with Star Wars.
I'm cool with
while we're on the topic
Iron
of Star
Man
Wars,
I would love to see
anybody
that.
Seen Rebels? I want to see Peter Parker as Luke Skywalker.
That would be cool.
Don't have Disney XD.
I have not seen it yet. I've heard it was good.
Give a shit about any of these stupid cartoons they keep trying.
I
didn't like the Clone Wars.
Clone Wars is terrible, but Rebels is.
The Clone Wars got really good into the later season.
Yeah,
but it
you gotta
took
watch
3
the later
years
seasons.
To get
yeah.
it going. What's the point? I gotta waste.
But if you ever watch the Genndy Tartakovsky Clone Wars shorts, they are amazing.
Those hold up.
Beautiful. Those are just the 501st episode where there's no talking. It's just the troopers kicking butt.
So
it's awesome. And that's where Grievous was awesome.
Grievous
killed all the Jedi.
In the cartoon, Grievous was so cool. In the movie, he was a cheesy buffoon.
He was a cheesy buffoon. Yes, that's the best word for it. A buffoon.
Kind of does look like a buffoon.
That episode where Anakin fights that Sith apprentice.
Oh, yes, gets the scar and...
Yeah.
Looks like how he does in the other movies because of that episode.
I didn't like Clone Wars where it was like he's already looking like he did in episode 3. How did that happen?
I don't know.
Well,
but
that was,
I
like,
did
so
love the Genndy Tartakovsky.
Like, he had his like zany sidekick apprentice and like even though he was still technically an apprentice.
I know
himself,
how does that
like,
work?
No, he becomes a knight, remember?
No,
in Genndy Tartakovsky
he becomes a knight.
They did not grant him the title of master. They made
a
point of
that. He does name a knight. And him and Obi-Wan are still hanging out? No other Jedi do that.
No.
It doesn't make any
sense. You break up when that happens.
It doesn't make any sense.
You get your
sense,
own apprentice,
man.
You go off on your own.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, but in all honesty,
but it was a war.
All rules were broken for him anyway.
Yes.
True.
And that's what they talk about.
Say, you know,
then they should have broke all the rules. He would have never turned the dark side, and it wouldn't have happened.
Well, yeah. I was going to say the best episode, the episode you're talking about where he fights that Sith, is the episode where they break that they didn't think he was ready to become a knight, but they don't name him a master. They name him a knight.
Yeah. Can we talk about comics since we were talking about comics?
We can talk about comics.
Okay.
Nick Spencer is writing my favorite hero, Ant-Man.
That's cool.
Dope.
January is.
It looks cool.
January is a mixture of good and bad news, though, because they're canceling She-Hulk.
Well, we don't know.
They'll do like a relaunch, like they did with Captain Marvel.
Yeah. I'm still in denial over that because
Captain
Marvel's bothering She-Hulk.
Me.
It's such a good book.
Didn't have to go through all that.
It's the best superhero book without superheroics in it I've ever read.
It's really good. The trial going on right now is
with Daredevil.
With Daredevil and Cap. Awesome
so
story.
Neat.
It's
cool
a really
idea.
Cool book. It is. It's. Yeah. I really hope.
It's less action and more courtroom drama.
Well, it's really cool.
She-Hulk's a lawyer. That's cool to see.
Well, saying all that, so was Charles Soule. That's what makes the book so good.
He knows what he's talking
about. He knows
exactly.
Throwing Daredevil in there.
It's awesome.
Beautiful idea.
Best crossover
Yeah.
right now.
What else is going on in comics,
Axis.
Man?
is it's been okay. It's been really dire. It's been really, really
every
dire.
Every Rick Remender book it's ever released really dire. Is grim, dark, dire, dire.
I mean, it doesn't
oh,
mean
God,
anything.
We're screwed. We're screwed. It. Oh, wait, no, we won't.
You know, reading it, it does make me think Remender probably should have written Iron Man at some point because issue two is just all Iron Man. It was worth reading.
Building up to Superior?
Yeah, okay. It's a really good build up to
has
Superior.
Has inversion happened yet? Are good guys bad guys and bad guys good guys?
So
that's ultimately what's going to happen.
The explanation for that is all
that's
the
how
good guys
Tooth becomes a good guy.
Yeah,
number two.
I know, right?
Yeah, and number two, the end of number two, all the good guys get wiped, like just the floor just is nothing but them being mocked
by Onslaught.
By Onslaught, okay. And Magneto skips out on them, and good. He comes back with villains, and he's like, you know, I've always been good at kicking Nazi ass.
Nice.
He's got,
and so he's got Loki Hobgoblin. People who have been heroes, basically, at some point in time.
Who else does he have on that?
Sabretooth. He's got Loki. He's got Deadpool. He's got
Hobgoblin.
He's got Carnage, I think.
Thanks,
so. And,
well, Carnage and Hobgoblin are both getting their own...
Yeah, getting their own books for
Axis tie-ins, yeah.
And he's got somebody else, I want to say. Beyond
Carnage
Sabretooth.
Needs more stuff right now.
He's got a big group.
He's got a big group of them.
That's a
but that's
cool
what,
little group.
That, he
things
realizes,
that range from just flat out-and-out villains like Sabretooth
yeah,
to kind of misunderstood anti-heroes.
Yeah,
like,
and that's what
Loki
it is. He's, he has a bunch of, like Magneto, people who are considered anti-heroes. And so it's not just him taking villains, it's him taking... misunderstood villains.
I don't consider Sabretooth anywhere close to a hero.
Not
no. even at all.
He's
but not really
up.
Dr. Doom, but at the same
Dr.
time...
Dr. Doom the same way.
Dr.
Yeah.
Doom at least has his noble quality.
Yeah. Dr. Doom does have his noble
Sabretooth,
qualities.
Not
There's
so much.
Nothing
you know, if
redeemable.
You name yourself Dr. Doom, you can't be a hero.
That's his literal...
It's
his last name.
It's his actual last name.
Funnily enough, he doesn't actually have a doctorate.
He got talk about that.
In Liberia, he does, damn it.
He got kicked out of Empire State. When
damn you, Reed Richards.
Richards! But he got his own doctorate when...
Okay, you know what? He's easily smart.
Hey,
he's like the second smartest guy on Earth. He's smart enough to have his doctorate.
He can tell Liberia University, give me a doctorate.
Yeah, I think that's actually how he became Dr.
He probably does
Doom.
Have, like, honorary doctorates.
Doom Day in Liberia is whatever day Doom happens to say.
Liberia takes over the world. Voting, and Dr. Doom raises his hand. All
so
opposed, everybody else raises their
does
hand.
Does anyone else read Loki, Agent of Asgard?
I have, it's been solid.
The All You Need Is Doom joke?
I loved his take
it was
on
so
Doom.
So funny. It was so...
I didn't read it.
There's a... You know the song All You Need Is Love?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he happens to have his own version in Latveria, which is All You Need Is Doom.
That was perfect. A good...
And it's playing while you do.
That was a good read. He had a great take on Doom about how, like, yeah, he takes down a god with words.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Cool. It was really awesome.
What
I
else
like
is coming out next year? A lot of number ones announced
lot
for
lot
January, man. Not just Ant-Man.
No.
Lots of number ones.
Jeff Lemire's Hawkeye.
I got to give it up to Jeff Lemire. He's writing both Archers now, one,
mm-hmm.
the DC
and
Marvels. It's going to be interesting to see which ones compare.
Compare. I don't think he'll be writing the Emerald Archer much longer. There's a lot of talks about him no longer because of that.
In DC?
Yeah.
Well, the big rumor over at DC is that editorial and publishing has told the creators that they need to sew everything up, their story arcs, within the next 6 months.
Yeah.
Which leads me to believe that Future's End and World's End is going to culminate in another sort of crisis reboot. I know,
they
right?
They can't
yeah.
possibly
again?
Do that again so soon.
If
they could,
they
have before.
If New 52 was nothing but a setup to it, I could see it, but I agree with
another
you for the most
retcon.
Part. I know, right?
It's been like, what, 3 years?
What they're going to say is all of the retcons that DC has ever, that have ever happened at DC are nothing but alternate universes being created, and all of these universes are going to crash down.
You can't see it, but I just rolled my eyes.
Oh, man, his
hard.
Eye about
pretty
fell
hard.
Out of
pretty
his
hard.
Face. Yeah. Let's talk about the multiverse. On the Marvel side.
Yes, so they have all these announcements of different new events.
I'm
and there's lots of theories.
It's huge. It's huge, man.
But obviously,
name any Marvel event you liked from the last 40 years,
and, it's,
and they're
it's
doing
it again.
Summer
with a little twist. Like,
we're not sure yet.
Well, Infinity Gauntlet had three Novas at the bottom. There was
four
no
Novas.
There was no Nova.
There
in,
was a baby
Infinity
Nova.
Gauntlet.
There's obvious changes. Yeah. Like, I'm in the Civil War one, it was, I think, Cap and Iron Man both had, like,
were holding
like,
the Iron Spider.
Yeah, they had Spider Man and an
pulling
arm
him, yeah.
Yes.
Obviously,
Planet Hulk has Captain America
and
the multiple
Hulk.
Yeah, Planet
and
Hulk,
Hulk,
Devil Dinosaur, and Cap are fighting a literal
Maestro.
Planet
yeah.
Hulk.
Yeah.
Maestro was in that.
Age of Ultron, Marvel Zombies.
All of the Hulk.
All of the Hulk. I don't see how that's
all. House of M looks about the same.
House of M looks about the same. Armor Wars had nothing to do with multiple versions of Tony Stark fighting each other.
Secret Wars looks like time-displaced heroes fighting heroes instead.
Years of future past.
My theory is, at the end of time runs out, there's going to be... The timeline's broken, and you're going to have all these events happening at once, probably.
This is my theory.
Okay, hold on. So we're 7 months away right now. This means what? This will be like May.
May. Mm-hmm. May of next year.
So May, June, July gives them a month or two to start their Secret Wars event. Because Secret War is the only one that actually has... Secret Wars 2015
Secret Wars,
has
the only one... Because of the creative team, I'm excited about. Because
Hickman and Ribic it's the together
only,
again.
It's the only of all these teasers that a creative team has been officially announced... And it's the only one that has actually been given the event moniker.
It was the one they announced first. I think that'll be the tentpole, and probably everything else will be a tie-in.
And only that, if you think about, if you look at the cover, it's the current Avengers fighting the original Avengers.
We've got Sam Wilson Cap. We've got She-Thor.
And you see the original old school Thor.
It said not to call
like the old Jack Kirby.
But there's multiple versions of all of those characters on there.
There's even they have older classical characters.
There's even the children
versus the Avengers now.
Oh, the next Avengers.
There's even the children of the alternate Secret Wars. The characters that got stuck on the world.
Oh yeah,
you saw the daughter of Captain America and Rogue
is on that. Alex Ross
is on that.
Yes,
American Dream, I think.
Yes, American Dream.
I do not remember that.
Yeah, Anex. You don't remember the Anex? That's the Spider Girl universe.
So there is a whole
Mayday.
Whole lot going on.
Speaking of which, a cameo
in Marvel next year. That is going to be really interesting to look
on. A couple of them.
At the moment, we just don't know what the hell to make of all these old events.
It's very.
It could be very Edge of Spider Verse for the rest of the universe.
That's the thing. And everyone's saying, "Oh no, I don't think it's multiple universes." I don't know how people can refute that, the idea that it's multiple universes.
Well,
when
got,
every damn Spider-Man ever created is...
We've got Cap back to being old school muscle-bound Cap instead of old man Cap.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty drastic change.
Yeah.
Also.
The
timeline. Larry's wanting to wrap it up.
The timeline
right
is broken. That's been well established. What?
It's about time that we need to wrap up. Final thoughts?
I have a final thought. I watched this series the first time through and it was shit. And the series is still shit, but it's weird because I'm finding more and more redeeming things every episode I watch, but I still can't get over the shitty theme song.
What is it?
Enterprise.
That series is just bad.
It's just bad.
It's not as bad as people like to
Actually enjoyed it, but I will give you the
Hot
theme
Vulcan.
Song was kind of...
It was more like watching Stargate than Star Trek.
It seems to me like they were going back and saying, all right, Star Trek was meant to be something.
It got really good around season three.
Star Trek originally was meant to be, you know, a way for humans to look forward and to, you know that we could be more. And I think Enterprise is that boiled down to nothing. This is exactly what it is. We're boiling it down. We're going to blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Terrible show. I can't stop watching.
It's terrible. Taylor.
Looking forward to Korra this week. Not looking forward to She-Hulk being canceled.
Oh, so sad. We still got a few issues, man. So
looking very much forward to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. next week because they're doing the Avengers trailer.
Yes.
Yes. Awesome. Hopefully it's available online.
It'll be amazing online.
It'll be actually available 30 seconds before.
Once Disney themselves have officially put it out in the wild, you know they're going to have it on their site somewhere.
Yeah. I am so excited.
I'm stoked.
Yeah,
I wonder if it's going to be like the Comic-Con footage that they showed with them pulling the hammer. Because
depends
like
on
to
how
see that.
Long they'll get to do the trip. That sounded like it was several minutes.
Or
at least like.
Man, I'm so excited! I cannot wait.
David,
looking forward to GMX. Looking forward to Korra. I'm gonna try to save the moon again.
Yeah.
In Borderlands, the pre-sequel.
If you are going to GMX this weekend, look for LRK3 there.
No
we are going to be around.
Context. Okay. Anyway,
go.
You saved the moon.
I agree with you on Enterprise. Like I refuse to watch after the first two episodes. I'm a huge Trekkie, always have been. I just could not get into it. It's a disappointment on a major scale.
If I based everything on the first two episodes, there I would never even mention the show again. They were that bad.
It's just not a Roddenberry Berry thing. It's just not. And so
it was just
I've seen every episode of every show except for that. I refuse to watch. So I'm right there with you.
I feel like it better than the new Star Trek.
Lyndon Abrams.
I disagree. I have to. Okay, love the Abrams.
Okay, moving on.
Stuff.
Moving on, but that's an argument for a way yeah. other time.
We should have a whole podcast
yeah.
on Chuck.
We have done that.
Abrams.
We have done that.
I definitely think Enterprise seems more Star Trek-like than Abrams.
Okay.
Abrams, Rainbow with Warp.
Final thought.
I'm ready to see what Marvel's doing upcoming with all the stuff that they're releasing.
The teasers?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty exciting.
They're being annoyingly
awesome.
Coy about it.
Coy.
Yeah. Coy is a good way of phrasing
it. I can't wait for all the little bookmarks from a comic
Do we think there's going to be more teasers?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What
events have we not used?
Age of Apocalypse.
Well, they haven't done any X-Men events.
No. Years of Future Past.
Days of Future Past.
And House of M.
They haven't done.
When are they
going to
do Dark? What are they going to do? Dark Phoenix saga.
Dark
again?
Phoenix.
Dude, no, the awesome Clone saga.
Yeah, they haven't done Clone saga.
We haven't seen any Spidey events.
Yeah,
so,
we haven't seen any Spidey events. God, I hope they just don't even do Brand New Day.
Have they done any from like the last
one
5 years?
More.
Is that stuff like Spider Island?
Spider Island, Brand New Day, one more day, couple other days.
Yeah, I don't think we'll see
next week.
Next week.
Yeah, I don't think we'll see any of the like Infinity or any of the events that come to see.
Fear itself.
Friday After Next.
Speaking of the teasers, I've been enjoying reading all your little rants about them.
Thank you. On OutrightGeekery.com.
Someone enjoying something
cool. I've actually read every single thing. I've read all of them that he's been posting, and I'll even go back to ones that I hadn't found from at the bottom.
Nice.
They're really thought out.
Thanks,
like
man.
It.
Thanks. If you want to enjoy that stuff, go to OutrightGeekery.com.
Can awesome enjoy. Plug.
Also shameless plug.
No shameless. That is a website on the internet. They have the internet on the computers internet. Now.
What is this new fangled thing? You call a computer, huh?
Speaking of plugs, I think it's time to pull the plug,
yeah,
guys.
Okay. Final thought. I'm excited about Nick Spencer taking Ant-Man. I'm excited about the Ant-Man movie. Especially because I heard another one of my favorite underrated characters, Moon Knight, is supposed to appear.
Yes, I heard Spectre is supposed to at least get a mention.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's supposed to be a crazy agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Awesome.
That's going to be awesome. Yes. That is just going to be awesome. And I like that Yellow Jacket is in the Illuminati now. I think that's a cool little nod. Not that we've seen him in New Avengers yet, but they keep hinting that he's there.
Where's Iron Man? Where is Tony?
I don't know.
That's
I think
one of the
mysteries. That's
one
of the mysteries. And you know what, Big Nod? I love Kev Walker.
Oh, he's
I love
amazing.
That he's getting his just desserts.
He's amazing.
And getting to draw New Avengers.
Yeah.
He's an incredible
he's
artist.
He's amazing. Yeah. Larry, final thoughts.
Thank you all for listening to Geeks at the Square Table. Come see us at Comics 82 in Madison, Tennessee. Check Gomer's informative, educated rants outright.
Like we started this podcast with the two of them yelling at each other, and now we're getting
other.
Like painful.
Now we're
compliment.
Fixing the bank.
Yeah.
Make out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
that seemed forced.
We love
his teeth. He's having to say nice things about.
Gomer, take your hands away from his neck.
It's awful. It's
say nice
awful.
Things about the top of the lot. I did.
It's really good.
It is. It is actually really good.
Oh, thanks.
You know, I'm going to bring up another misinterpreted relationship.
Geekly debates.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity.
Today
alternate
universes?
We recorded a couple of those today.
Substitute heroes and alternate universes. Yeah. Well, I
guess substitute heroes like, you know, Batman wasn't always Bruce Wayne. He was other people for a minute. Stuff like that.
I wish we'd have been
you guys conversing? That volatile relationship is half of this podcast. I re-listened to a lot of ours recently. It's mostly those two arguing and Taylor telling me I'm stupid. That's like, I can equate every episode of Geeks of the Square Table to Larry and Gomer arguing and me finding I'm stupid from Taylor.
Well, Steve,
and I just don't argue with it. I'm just like, yeah, you're right. I'm
well,
stupid.
Red Shirt Steve's not here anymore, so who the hell am I going to argue with?
Let's say hi to Red Shirt Steve.
Yeah, he's done. He had to move back home.
Ah, sad day.
We miss him.
We do.
Well, I'll see you next week.
Bye.